Hey everyone, Sabrina here. TheTribe.co.uk welcomes the very endearing Joseph Crawford to our Tribecast interview.
Hi guys.
Joseph originally took on the role of Daryl within Series 5 of The Tribe, a lovable performer who only wanted his moment to shine. With a sarcastic wit and a ready smile, Daryl is someone who is easily approachable, but underneath it all, he just wanted some form of acceptance.
It's great to be able to sit down and revisit some of the unforgettable period of my life making The Tribe Series 5 and trying to tackle this very unusual character of Daryl. I'm sure the fans have had lots of questions over the years, and I hope I can answer some of them.
Joseph, what was it like not only having to come into an already established cast, crew, and show, but then to be immediately thrown into having to play such an iconic villain in the form of Zoot? Did you find any of it a daunting experience at all? And did you talk to Danny about all the mannerisms and expressions of Zoot? Or was that something that you studied and forged it yourself?
Well, to be honest, it was a struggle coming into the show and not knowing exactly what I was doing with this character. I came into a series that was already being made. The first few episodes had been shot when I arrived in New Zealand and got set up there. So I came into a production that was sort of already on the road and very, very focused and very fast-paced production. So there wasn't a lot of time to really even meet with anyone like Danny. Danny was actually working part-time on the crew on this Series 5, as well as making some appearances as Zoot, because Danny was also interested in the working on the other side of the camera, as many performers end up doing at some stage. So I didn't know Danny James. I knew some of the other actors, like Antonia, from previous television work that I'd done, and Beth. I very much came into an existing family. That was the feeling. They'd been on the road, making the show for 4 years. So they'd been on this journey together. And I was at that point, because you can't see the whole series in advance. I was just coming in as a guest character. I had no idea to what extent I'd actually be involved in the series, if it was just a small, period of time. And so that was not all revealed to me up front. I came into this experience thinking, well, I don't exactly look like this, like Danny James. I'd, of course, done homework and looked at the other episodes and realized Zoot was an important, iconic character. But perhaps I didn't realize to the extent of how important he was to the fans at the time. So, and that's probably a good thing, because I probably would have felt immense pressure and would have driven me insane, especially not having clear direction on how much should I imitate Zoot? How convincing should Daryl be? Is he is part of his character intended to be kind of like a failure at playing Zoot, since he seems to have a kind of a lofty sort of deluded opinion of his abilities, but at the same time, parts of the script were written in such a way that you knew he had to be convincing enough as Zoot to fool a lot of people. So I sort of had to fill in the blanks in between this, this more comical, deluded character that couldn't quite pull things off the way he envisioned, someone who was, out of so many people, their choice to go out and fool people into thinking I was the real Zoot. So that part was a little bit hazy and unclear. And I even found with the writing that Daryl was written different ways in different episodes, and that would get more and more confusing as things went on. But also, great acting challenge. I thought was nice to have such an unpredictable character, unpredictable for me and unpredictable for the audience. And I had to, over time, figure out who this guy was. Was he you know, simply a clown? Was he, you know, some sort of, you know, cheese ball? Or were there deeper aspects to him? To what? How sensitive should I play this guy? He certainly seemed to flip flop between being very fearful and having much bravado. But I generally found, as the series went on, that Daryl's character, who uses this bravado purely as a shield, disguising the fact that actually he's not so socially skilled. He's not super socially smooth. He has a lot of naivety and probably has a lot of pain and isolation, but like many, comedians or people in the performing arts with a sort of manic personality, often are much loved performers, like say Robin Williams, would use their talents to sort of cover and wash over a lot of their pain and sensitivity. So that's the direction the character ended up going in the end. At the beginning, we had like only, you'd only see 7 episodes at a time. They would release the scripts in sort of blocks. So yeah, I came in very confusing atmosphere, felt like an outsider, but that worked for the character. Felt like I was being rushed into suddenly having to figure out who this character was and then put the other layer of playing Zoot on top of this character, and actually have to live up to this legacy in such a short period of time. But all that confusion, I think, worked for where the character was at as well. He was a complete fish out of water, and he was sort of plucked from nowhere and sort of forced into being this icon, this mascot, and this key element in the deception that Mega and was trying to weave at the time. And I of course, at the beginning, I had no idea what direction they were going to take Daryl, or whether he was going to be a short-lived character. Although I had a feeling it wasn't going to be that way, because I knew I had several months scheduled filming on the show, but you just don't know what direction the writing is going to go. It was a very confusing experience, and I just hope that worked for the character in the end. Yeah.
The character of Daryl was quite impressionable, not only taking comments to heart, but someone who could be easily led, as we witnessed on occasion with his encounters with Slade and Lex. Do you share any similarities with the character at all? And what would you say are Daryl's best and worst qualities?
Ooh, as much as I would like to say that I don't share anything with this bizarre character, who's lovable in the end, maybe, but very pathetic at times and very deluded at times, I have to admit to a few things. Well, the first being sensitivity. I think that especially at the time, I was only about 19 when I was doing The Tribe. So I was, still just a young person and, had lots of my own insecurities, on the table as well. I was not the popular person in school. I was definitely a weirdo, definitely outcast, and definitely only had small circles of friends that, were either, geeks or, people interested in the arts or, had lots of friendships with people older than me. I found it much easier to talk to adults. So, I think definitely on the sensitivity level, I was a lot similar to Daryl. And I think maybe even the way I chose to portray him, having all this bravado as a cover for a more sensitive side, might have influenced the writing of the character in the future. Or maybe they perhaps just had it all mapped out from the start, and I just picked up what was there. I'm not sure. I would like to think that I'm, not as easily taken in as Daryl was, like gullible, impressionistic, but there was probably that side of me. I think definitely the flip side of having a character that might be considered naive in that he takes people at their word a lot. The good side of that is that when they speak about them to a trusted person, or they tend to want to speak honestly as well. That would be another positive thing I think that I share with the character, if you look at it in that light, is that I tend to find it hard to lie to people. I mean, unless it's professional lying, like acting, that's sort of a different kind of thing altogether. But in my daily life, directly with people, I find it almost impossible to lie. And I think Daryl shared that as well. Apart from the whole show he had put on, when he was talking to people who were in his inner circle, he was always direct and upfront. I mean, apart from those times where he's deluded about himself, he tended to be an honest character underneath it all. And I think believing in telling the truth about yourself can sometimes, unfortunately, be coupled with the downside, which is that you tend to take people at their word without sort of filtering it and kind of rethinking what that might be about. So yeah, one of his better qualities would be the honesty and loyalty. So the integrity of the character underneath all of his annoying characteristics. So he's a really well-meaning character. And then unfortunately, he has this whole idea of himself as a showman, which is interesting because it's like a both well-placed and not well-placed in that, you know, he has some talent, but he doesn't have the level of self-awareness to really pull it off. He always comes off a little over the top, a little cheesy, a little forced, incredibly vain. You know, he ends up being very self-involved. That comes back to the sensitivity. And yeah, like I said before, he lacks social finesse and has delusions of grandeur. So definitely both kind of all those things can lead to mental instability when you have a character who's so sort of vulnerable on the inside that has this whole front. And that was interesting for me because although I would never say that I'm like Daryl, or on that level of delusion, I could start to see things about myself in him. I could see that I was someone who saw themselves as a great performer, but was also aware enough to have the pain of knowing that I wasn't quite pulling it off in the way that I would want to. And what I mean by that is I lacked certain social finesse. I've, you know, always been a more introverted person than I would probably need to be to actually go and do the things that I wanted to do, especially as a young person. I think sort of my goals in life have changed over the years, but in that young person phase, I was still very much a showman around that time. I think Daryl, underneath it all, has some sense that he's not going to quite be able to manage, even if he has the raw talent to do something, that he is always going to struggle with fitting into such a socially demanding skill set, you know? So I probably didn't even realize to at that time what I was learning about myself from playing the character.